to say this, Betelgeuse star?
You're not a child of the 80s. If you were, you would know the film with a similar name. The star is Betelgeuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Wire.
Yesterday in Wellington, Health Coalition Aotearoa held a forum for political parties to front their health policies over tobacco, alcohol and unhealthy food. Political parties present at the forum were Labour's Ayesha Viral, the Greens' Chloe Swarbrick and National's Shane Vetti to share their party's policy positions. To talk more about how important parties' health policies are in voters' decision-making in the upcoming election, I spoke to Professor Boyd Swinburne, co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa. Professor Boyd, how did you come about the findings in this report?
Health Coalition Aotearoa has put out what we call the prevention brief, which is the priority areas that we see as important for the next government to implement if they want to reduce the huge damage caused to health by tobacco, alcohol and unhealthy food. So those three unhealthy products create about one third of our loss of health, our annual loss of health every year. That's premature death and disability. So this is a huge piece of our health, and there are policies which can be implemented, and the Health Coalition has put those out as priorities, and we sought to get the feedback from the political parties about whether they would support or not support these policies.
Have you noticed any distinct changes in the party's health policies?
Well, I think the only party that can claim any changes of action is the one that's in government at the moment, because they've got the levers of power. So there are quite a few things happening within health under a Labor government, and in particular on the prevention side, the smoke-free legislation, which has been implemented and will take effect over the coming years, is really world-leading. That is just fantastic. It is taking a very strong pro-health and pro-equity stance, and I think that New Zealand will now lead the world to get to smoke-free. What we really want to see is that same approach applied to alcohol and unhealthy food, which also cause huge problems with our health.
So in regard to tobacco, alcohol and unhealthy food, where do the parties sit in terms of the policies that they're fronting in the upcoming election?
So we put our 12 policy priorities to each of the parties and asked them on a spectrum from highly supportive to not supportive at all where they sat with each of those. And what was astounding to me when you put all the results together was this fell out completely along ideological lines. So these policy priorities that we developed were based on evidence, they're based on World Health Organization recommendations, they're based on expert input from New Zealand and internationally. And so these are evidence-based, expert-agreed recommendations. And parties on the left, Te Pāti Māori, Green Party in particular, were highly supportive of all of those. And the parties on the right, especially ACT, were completely unsupportive of the policies. National and Labor were a bit mixed in the middle. But yeah, the distribution was right along party lines. And it got me thinking, you know, if parties like ACT want to do something about prevention, and they're prepared to put aside all of the evidence and recommendations from the World Health Organization, from the evidence, from experts, what are they going to do about prevention? They're just going to say it's everybody's individual responsibility and leave it as it is. That's no solution that anybody is recommending.
You said that Labor and National were somewhat mixed. Do you think that their health plans or proposals have changed or remained relatively unchanged, especially as we get into this new election cycle?
Well, I think Nationals is probably relatively unchanged. They have a bit of difficulty in the alcohol space, actually, as does Labor, in working out how to be strong and reduce the huge damage from alcohol and how to fight off this very strong alcohol lobby. The same is true also for unhealthy food. So most of these policies are around restricting access. So for alcohol, for example, there's lots of cheap outlets in poorer neighbourhoods. They're just flooded. Same with fast food outlets. It's around marketing, and especially with junk food targeting kids, that we want to see regulations around. And then it's about pricing. So for alcohol, it's alcohol taxes or lifting the minimum price, sugary drinks tax, those sorts of things. Those are the main strategies. And the government, especially Labor and National, are relatively reluctant to use those strong and powerful policy tools like taxation and regulation, because they know they have to do battle with the very powerful lobby groups from alcohol and food. And so we really want to fortify them to show that's where the evidence is, and that's what people want. They want a healthier, safer environment from all of the harm that alcohol and unhealthy food creates.
Lastly, how do you think these policies should be considered in voters' decision-making in the upcoming election?
Voters typically put health pretty high on their list of what they want. I know there's cost of living issues and things as well, but I think if people are really interested in health and really interested in prevention, then I think the Te Pāti Māori and the Greens Party offer the strongest place to put your vote.
That was Professor Boyd Swinburne, co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa, talking to me about political parties' tobacco, alcohol and unhealthy food policies.